I guess we're all here. We're all ready. This meeting is hereby called to order. Good afternoon, and welcome to the City of Glendale's Board of Adjustment. My name is Lawrence Feiner, and I am the acting board's chairman. The Board of Adjustment is a quasi-judicial body made up of volunteers who are appointed by the City Council. The Board hears requests for relief from standards of the zoning ordinance and appeals to certain decisions made by the Planning Director. The Board considers each request on its own merits and bases its decision on the findings required by the zoning ordinance. The board's decision is final unless appealed to the Superior Court. The board works from a written agenda. If you wish to speak on an item, you must fill out a yellow citizen comment card at this time. They're available at the front door, I believe. And return it to me or one of the city staff. The citizen comment cards and copies of tonight's agenda are all available just outside the main entrance to your left or here on the table. Just outside? Just outside. Mm-hmm. Are there any requests for withdrawals or continuances?
No. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are not. I don't think this microphone is on. I apologize. So
the light's on. Hello? Okay.
Oh.
None.
Thank you.
Then we'll proceed to the public hearing. There's four of us. The applicant should know that there's only four members of the board present. Three votes will be required to approve a request. If you'd like to request a continuance to the next meeting, now would be the time to make that request.
Hi.
Is there more coming? Mm-hmm. Seems like that would be an important question. That's everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll assume no request for continuance has been made. And we'll move on. The board is required to hold a public hearing before making a decision on a variance or an appeal request. The purpose of the public hearing is to provide interested parties an opportunity to present testimony for the board's consideration. You'll need to state your name and address for the record if you wish to speak on an item. Please be brief, to the point, and avoid repetition. I reserve the right to limit the length of your testimony. All exhibits shown to the board become part of the permanent record and must be submitted for the file. The board can only grant a variance or uphold an appeal if it meets the required findings. It will help the board if you specifically address each of these findings. I skipped ahead. We'll go back to the public hearing items. I missed a page. Roll call and introduction. There are, how many are on the board?
Five.
There are five members on the board. An affirmative vote by a majority of the members is present. Majority of the members present is required to grant a variance or uphold an appeal. There are four members of the board present today. Let the record show that Benjamin Neighbor, Brian Britton, and Kyle Hoschlag.
Yeah.
Are present. should be a bonus for that one. The board receives administrative assistance and procedural guidance from the staff of the Planning Division and the City's Attorney's Office. The staff members are employed by the City and act independently from the board. The Board of Adjustment Liaison, would you please introduce the City staff who is present this afternoon?
Certainly. Thank you, Chairman Feiner. My name is Lisa Collins, and I'm the Interim Development Services Director and Planning Administrator. We have James Gruber, who is our Senior Deputy City Attorney, representing the Attorney's Office, and Alex Lerma is the planner this evening that will be presenting the cases. Samantha Cope is our Administrative Support Specialist that is managing the meeting for us this evening.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on a matter that is not on today's agenda? Okay, we'll move forward. First on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the May 14th, 2020 Board of Adjustment meeting. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the May 14th meeting.
I have a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second the motion.
And I have a, and Mr. Neighbor and Mr. Britton made a motion and second. Is there any discussion on those meeting minutes? None? All in favor say aye.
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 All not in favor say nay. The motion carries. Let the record reflect that member Britton made the motion and board member Neighbor seconded the motion to approve the May 14th, 2020 meeting minutes. Now back to the part I already did. Withdrawal. Are there any requests for withdrawals or continuances?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Then we'll proceed with the public hearing. The board is required to hold a public hearing before making a decision on a variance or an appeal request. The purpose of the public hearing is to provide interested parties an opportunity to present testimony for the board's consideration. You'll need to state your name and address for the record if you wish to speak on an item. Please be brief, to the point, and avoid repetition. I reserve the right to limit the length of your testimony. All exhibits shown to the board become part of the permanent record and must be submitted for the file. The board can only grant a variance or uphold an appeal if it meets the required findings. It will help the board if you specifically address each of these findings in your presentation. Guardian Variance East, Variance 19-15, a request by Juan Gutierrez. Staff, please present your report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Alex Lerma is going to be presenting the case this evening.
Thank you, Lisa. Mr. Chair, members of the board, before you, you have case number VAR 19-15. This is a variance request by just a minute. This is a variance request by the applicant Juan Gutierrez of Blueprint and Design on behalf of Jaime Carrillo. The variance is to reduce the lot size, lot width, and building setbacks on the side in the R2 mixed residential zoning district. The site is located on the northwest corner of Gardenia Avenue and 54th Avenue, identified with an APN 147-18-094B. The subject property is in the Ocotillo Council District. The board is to consider the facts and determine whether the findings meet the statutory provisions for approval of variance. Here we have a zoning map. As you can see, the property has a zoning classification of R2. Here's an aerial of the site. As you can see, currently the site is vacant. Next case that will be heard is going to be the property adjacent to the subject property to the west. Both of the properties have similar requests. The property has a general plan land use designation of medium density residential, 3.525 dwelling units per acre. The site is located west of the northwest corner of Gardenia Avenue and 54th Avenue. The project site size is 6,498 square feet. The applicant is requesting approval to minimize the lot area to 6,498 square feet, where 10,000 square feet is required by the zoning district. A minimum lot width of 50 feet or 60 feet is required within the zoning standards, and side building setbacks of five feet on one side and 10 feet on the other, with a perimeter building setback of 15 feet is required by the zoning district. Just a brief history of the property. The property was, before I go to that, just land uses and zoning of the surrounding properties. The properties to the north are currently being used as single family residence. The zoning classification of those properties are R2. Same situation to the east and to the west. Sorry, to the east and to the south. Those properties are being used as single family residential, and they have a zoning classification of R2. Properties to the west is we have a vacant lot, and further out we have single family residence, and the properties are also zoned R2. Just a brief history of this site. The property was annexed into the city of Glendale on November 1949. The property is located within the Cook and White addition. The subdivision was platted when it was still a part of Maricopa County back in 1944. The original plat had a variety of lot sizes, with the smaller lots located to the west of the subdivision. These smaller lots measured 50 feet in width and 130 feet in length. So here you can see the plot plan. The subject property that we're talking about will be right here. I believe it will be lot 18. The following case that will be heard is going to be lot 17 to the west of it. Although the current zoning allows a single-family residence, the intent of the purpose of this district is to provide for multi-residential dwellings to encourage the development of a variety of attached and detached housing units, which include common open space and amenity areas. The majority of the lots in the subdivision include duplexes and single-family residences that do not meet the current minimum lot size and setback requirements. Although the adoption of the current zoning ordinance adopted in 1993, the situation was created where the developed properties became non-compliant or legal non-conforming due to the current standards. The 1993 adoption increased the R2 mixed residential zoning district minimum lot size requirements from 3,000 square feet to 10,000 square feet. In addition, minimum side yard setbacks increased from 5 on one side and 10 on the other side to 15 perimeter building setbacks. Even though the lots remain vacant since 2004, historically, the property has been used as a single family residence. I believe the resident that was there historically was built back in the early 1900s, probably 1920s. At some point, the lot was combined The lot was combined with a lot to the west, and it was being, and historically it was being used as a single family residence. In 2019, the lot was subdivided into its original lot dimensions, and currently does not meet current development standards as far as lot size and lot width. Again, currently the lot is 60 feet in width, 130 feet in depth. We have a conceptual site plan of the property. The applicant is proposing to develop the site with a single family residence. Square footage of the residence is going to be 3,196 square feet. Typical single family residence with a garage in the front. The residence will be meeting the 20 foot required setback in the front and the rear. Again, they will be asking for a reduction in building setbacks on the site, 10 on one side, 5 on the other. Here we have a conceptual floor plan of the residence, and here we have a conceptual elevation plan for what the residence is going to look like from the different points of the property. The applicant completed his citizens outreach on June 5th, 2020. The applicant mailed notification letters out to adjacent property owners and other interested parties. The applicant did not receive any negative responses or any responses at all for that case. Notice was published within the Glendale Star on September 17, 2020. Notification postcards went out on September 18, 2020, and the site was posted on September 21st, 2020. Board of Adjustment shall make the following findings based on the evidence in the record prior to granting the variance. The findings are the findings of staff. Number one, there are special circumstances or conditions applicable to the property, including the lot size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings, which are not self-imposed by the property owner. As previously stated, the site was recently subdivided. It was subdivided back to its historical lot size. The lot size and width are similar to the surrounding lots within the Cook and White Amendment subdivision. The 15-foot R2 perimeter setbacks of the lot create a special circumstance. In 1993, the zoning ordinance modified the lot size from 3,000 square feet to 10,000 square feet. In addition, the setbacks were modified from 5 and 10 feet on the sides to the current 15 feet perimeter setback. The construction of a single family home requires some level of relief. Number two, due to the special circumstances, the strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property of privileges enjoyed by other properties on the same classification in the same zoning district. The strict application of the zoning ordinance would limit the property to 15-foot perimeter setback and limit the type of building permitted. With the current setback requirements, a single-family residence can only be 20 feet wide. Number three, the variance in the minimum is the minimum necessary to alleviate the property hardship, and the required site setbacks and the minimum necessary to construct a new single-family residence. Maximum lot coverage and minimum lot depth are in conformance with the current R2 zoning requirements. The residents will also be abiding by the 15-foot building setback in the front and the rear of the property. Number four, granting a variance will not have a detrimental effect on the property, adjoining properties, or surrounding neighborhood, or the city in general. The required building setbacks are consistent with the other properties in the surrounding area and will not detrimentally affect any neighboring properties. As we can see, a lot of the historical homes that are currently there are abiding by the same development standards that the applicant is requesting. So in conclusion, staff recommends approval of variance 19-15 for the findings subject to the following conditions. The development shall be in substantial conformance with the applicant's site plan, floor plan, building elevations dated August 20, 2020. That concludes my presentation. If the chair or the board have any questions for myself or the applicant, free to do so.
Does the board have any questions?
No questions.
Do not.
I have a question. The when the lot was subdivided, first, when was the lot subdivided?
The lot was subdivided, I believe, late 2018, early 2019, from this my understanding.
Okay. Was it subdivided by the current owner?
I think so, yes. The current owner did subdivide the lot.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions?
No.
Thank you. At this time, the applicant, please come forward and make a presentation if you'd like.
He doesn't have an application presentation.
Okay. Does any of the board have questions for the applicant?
No.
No, sir. The public hearing on this item is now open. Were there any public yellow cards filled out? Okay. Would the applicant like to make a closing statement at all? No. Staff. I'd like to know your final comments and have some procedural guidance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think the staff has any final comments, but Mr. Gruber, I think, will help you through the process where you can make your determination. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Gruber.
Thank you, Ms. Collins, Chair, members of the board. It's been a few years since I ran through this, so everybody, if I miss anything, please help me out. To pose the four findings to you, and obviously we'll take a vote after each one, we'll begin by looking at finding number one. Does the board find that there are special circumstances or conditions applicable to the property, including its size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings, which were not self-imposed by the owner?
Board Member Hirschlag?
I want to make sure I'm answering it correctly. There were not special, no.
Oh, just for clarification. A nay would have the effect of approving the request?
No. It's the opposite.
Well, the question posed is, do you believe there are special circumstances? So if, but I believe...
A no vote would proceed, correct? Approve? We would go to the second question, because that would...
are there special circumstances which were not self-imposed by the owner? So,
yes.
Find that right, that there were not special circumstances self-imposed by the owner, then yes, we construe that as that's allows us to move to the next to the next finding.
Okay. I appreciate that, because there's always been confusion about that. Yeah. I just want to make it clear. Your vote was.
No, there's not special circumstances. Which result imposed by the owner.
So, I just want to jump in here to make sure that I understand, too. So, so you believe the special circumstances were not created by the owner?
Correct.
Okay.
So vote yay supports the variance, right? Vote nay does not support the variance. Right.
So yay.
Yes.
It's like a double entendre.
I know. It's like a double negative, yes. So it's confusing. So, yes, if you believe that they were not imposed by or self-imposed, then you would say yes.
Yay.
Okay. So for clarity and for the record, Board Member Hirschlag, how do you vote?
Yay.
Yay. Board Member Britton?
Yeah.
Board Member Naber?
Yay.
Neighbor?
Yay.
And the chair votes nay. And we move on.
Okay.
Thank you, Board. Second finding. Does the board find that due to the special circumstances, the strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property of privileges enjoyed by other properties of the same classification in the same zoning district?
Board Member Hirschlag?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yeah.
Board Member Neighbor?
Yes.
And the chair votes yay.
Thank you, Board. Third finding. Does the board find that the variance is the minimum necessary to alleviate the property hardship?
Board Member Hirschlag?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yay.
Board Member Neighbor?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay.
Fourth and final finding. Does the board find that granting the variance will not have a detrimental effect on the property, adjoining property, the surrounding neighborhood, or the city in general?
Board Member Hirschlag?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yay.
Board Member Neighbor?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay. Would the board like to discuss this matter further?
No.
The chair will entertain a motion on case number VAR
1915.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve VAR 19-15.
I'll second.
Do I hear a second? I have a second. The motion has been made and seconded.
And point of order, Board. Just to clarify, too, the motion includes the stipulation.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we need to restate that then, or
if board members of the commission, if of the board, if the motion maker is confident that the motion did include the stipulation, there's no need to restate it.
Yeah, I'm confident it included it. Who's in there?
The board has approved case number VAR 19-15, subject to the stipulations.
Vote.
You
have a first and a second. We need a vote.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have to have that final vote. poll, that's what that means. Poll the... So we had a first and a second. And Board Member Hirschlag?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yeah.
Board Member Neighbor?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay. This board has approved case number VAR 19-15, subject to the stipulations in the plan. Anyone wishing to appeal this action will need to file a motion in the Superior Court. Okay. The next item, I understand, is very similar to the first. Variance 19-16. And the request is also by Juan Gutierrez. Do we have another staff report?
We do. I'll try to make this one a lot quicker than the first one. The findings are going to be exactly the same. I'll try to skip through this one a lot faster. But Mr. Chair, members of the board, before you have variance 19-16, Gardenia West residence. The advocate, the project planner is myself, Alex Lederma. The applicant is Juan Gutierrez of Blueprint and Design on behalf of Jaime Carrillo. Again, the request is for a variance to reduce the minimum lot area to 6,498 square feet, where 10,000 square feet is required. A minimum lot width of 50 feet, where 60 feet is required, and building side setbacks of 5 by 10, where 15 foot perimeter setback is required. This property is zoned R2, mixed residential. Property is the property to the west here highlighted. Again, the property is within the Cook and White addition. Surrounding uses of a subject property are those of single family residents, and those properties are also zoned R2. But we already talked about the history of the site. As the subject property currently sits, as far as lot width and lot depth, of 50 feet in width and 130 feet in depth, was that of the original of the historical lot size. The subject property was recently subdivided and is no longer meeting the current development standards that require the lot to be 60 feet in width and 10,000 square feet in size. Again, this is the conceptual site plan is fairly similar to the last one that we saw. It's gonna basically be the same concept or the same design of the property. This also is a 3,196 square foot home. Garage is gonna be located on the other side of the property, on the east portion of the front of the property. But other than that, the design is basically gonna be the same. You're just gonna see the garage on the other side of the front of the property. The entrance to the residence on the west, on the east side, I'm sorry, on the west portion of the residence. The advocate did a citizens outreach. again, he sent out letters on June 5th, 2020. He didn't receive any comments from adjacent property owners or from the interested parties even. Notification went out to the Glendale Star on September 17. Postcards went out September 18, and the property was also posted on September 21st. The following are the findings of this request. Number one, there are special circumstances and conditions applicable to the property, including the size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings, which are not self-imposed by the owner. As previously discussed, the applicant was the one that subdivided the property, but the property was subdivided back into its original or historical size and reflects those of the adjacent lots as well. This is the finding for number one. Number two, due to the special circumstances, the strict applicability of the zoning ordinance deprive the property privileges enjoyed by other properties of the same classification in the same zoning district. As previously discussed, those properties to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west are abiding by the same development standards that this applicant is requesting. 20 feet in the front, 20 feet in the back, sites 5 and 10. The reason why is because before the adoption of the current code that we're using right now, these were the development standards of the R2 zoning district. Number three, a variance is the minimum necessary to alleviate the property hardship. Staff findings, the request side setbacks are the minimum necessary to construct a new single family residence. Maximum lot coverage and minimum lot depth are in conformance with the current R2 zoning requirements. The residents will also be abiding by the 15-foot building setback in the front of the rear of the property. Number four, granting the variance will not have a detrimental effect to the property, adjacent property, the surrounding neighbors, or the city in general. As previously stated, it's going to be developed, and it's going to the residence is going to be basically located in the same arrangement as those in the adjacent properties. Staff recommends that recommends approval of variance 19-16 for findings subject to the following: the development should be in substantial conformance with the application site plan, floor plan, and building elevations dated August 20, 2020. That concludes my presentation, Mr. Chair. If the board members, if you have any questions for myself or the applicant.
Thank you. Does the board have any questions?
No questions.
Staff? No questions. No questions here either. Would the applicant like to come up and make a presentation? The public hearing on this item is now open. Do we have any yellow citizen comment cards?
No.
No cards. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify who did not fill out a citizen comment card? No? Would the applicant like to make a closing statement?
Yes.
Yes.
I just want to thank chairman and board members, especially Alex, with the help throughout the process. This was my first variance. He was very helpful throughout the process, and just a big thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Any final comments from the staff or procedural guidance?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. I will turn it over to Mr. Gruber to walk you through your decision-making process.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board. Turning to the first finding, does the board find that there are special circumstances or conditions applicable to the property, including its size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings, which were not self-imposed by the owner?
Board Member Hirschlag.
Yay.
Board Member Britton.
Yay.
Board Member Nader.
Yay.
And the chair votes nay.
Thank you, Board. Turning to the second finding, does the board find that due to the special circumstances, the strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property of privileges enjoyed by other properties of the same classification in the same zoning district?
Chairman Hirschlag.
Yay.
Chairman Britton.
Yay.
Chairman Nader.
Yay.
And the chairman votes yay.
Thank you, Board. The third finding, does the board find that the variance is the minimum necessary to alleviate the property hardship?
Board Member Hirschlag.
Yay.
Board Member Britton.
Yay.
Board Member Nader?
Yeah.
And the chair votes yay.
And the fourth and final finding, does the board find that granting the variance will not have a detrimental effect on the property, adjoining property, the surrounding neighborhood, or the city in general?
Board Member Hirschlag?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yay.
Board Member Nader?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay. The chair will entertain a motion to approve or reject, approve case number VAR 19-16, subject to the stipulations presented in the staff report.
Make a motion to approve VAR 19-16, subject to the stipulations.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion.
A second has been made. The motion has been made and seconded. I'll poll the board on the variance request. Board Member Hirschlag.
Yay.
Board Member Britton.
Yay.
Board Member Nader.
Yay.
And the chair votes yay. The board's decision is to approve variance VAR 19-16, subject to the stipulations in the staff report. Anyone wishing to appeal this action will need to do so by filing a motion in the Superior Court. Okay. Next on the agenda is variance 20-05, a request made by Salvador Ciordia. the staff report.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, before you, you have case number variance 20-05, Chiordia residence. The subject property is located 6742 North 54th Avenue. Again, the applicant is Mr. Salvador Chiordia. He is requesting to reduce side yard setbacks to 12 feet on the south property line, which is a side property line, and 10 feet on the other property line, the north property line, where 20 feet is required. The subject property is located in the R3 multi-residential zoning district. Board is to consider the facts and determine whether the findings meet the statutory provisions for approval of the variance. We have the zoning map. As you can see, the property and those adjacent properties are within the same zoning district, classified within the R3 zoning district. Property has a general plan land use designation of medium density residential, 3.525 dwelling units per acre. The lot size is 7,000 square feet. Lot dimensions are approximately 140 feet in depth and 50 feet in width. The applicant again is requesting approval to reduce the required side setbacks to 12 feet on the on one side and 10 feet on the other side, where 20 feet is required. Just a quick note, our development standards require for those structures that are higher than 20 feet to go an additional foot. For instance, if the structure height was 25 feet, that would mean that the building setback would be 25 feet. All right, so just keep that in mind, because the other type of house product that the applicant was going to be proposing. Okay, we have an area of the residence. Again, as stated before, those surrounding properties have the same zoning classification of the R3 zoning. The property to the north is currently being used as an auto body shop. Property to the east is a single family residence. Property to the south is a single family residence. Property to the west is a single family residence. Within the subdivision, we have little pockets of multifamily residential. These are not all single family residents. Just the history of the site. The property was part of the original incorporation of the city of Glendale. The subject property is part of the Sugar Addition subdivision, recorded plat, 1909. The property is currently vacant, even though there's an area right there with a residence. At this point, that the single family residence has been torn down and it is currently vacant. The previous home was built in 1915. So here we have a conceptual site plan of the residence, just to give you some of the detail. You can't really see it. This is a two-story home that's being proposed. First floor is going to be 1,256 square feet. Second story is going to be 1,029 square feet. The total square footage of the two floors is going to be 2,285 square feet. The height of the structure is going to be to the highest point is going to be 25 feet, 9 inches. So again, just keep in mind that the residence is going to have to be, even though the development standard is a 20-foot perimeter setback because of the height, it's going to have to go 26 feet in. As you can see on the site plan, he will be clearing 26 feet in the front and the rear. Again, he's only requesting the variance for the side setbacks of 10 feet and 12 feet. There you see a conceptual floor plan of the residence that they're going to be proposing, and the elevations of the residence. The applicant did his citizens outreach and completed his citizens outreach. He initiated the outreach by sending out letters to surrounding property owners on August 25th, 2019. That should state August 25th, 2020. Sorry about that. notification, public, the legal notice was sent out to Glendale Star on September 17, 2020. Postcards were sent out on September 18, 2020, and the site was posted on the same date on September 18, 2020. The Board of Adjustments shall make the following findings based on the evidence and the record, on the record prior to the to granting the variance. Number one, there are special circumstances or conditions applicable to the property, including the size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings, which were not self-imposed by the property owner. The width of the lot creates a special circumstance not self-imposed by the property owner. The construction of a new home requires some level of relief. The surrounding neighborhood is developed with a variety of side yard setbacks, many that do not meet current R3 perimeter setbacks. So this is basically the same situation as the previous two cases. This is the historical lot size of the lot when it was first plotted out back in 1909. This was the size of the lot and the width and depth. As previously stated, because of the 1993 zoning ordinance adoption, development standards change, and therefore the lot can't meet current development standards. Number two, due to the special circumstances, the strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property of privileges enjoyed by other property of the same classification in the same zoning district. The strict application of the zoning ordinance would limit the property to 20 foot side setbacks and limit the type of house property due to the total width. Several of the properties in the neighborhood have setbacks that are similar to those that the applicant is proposing. Number three, the variance is a minimum necessary to alleviate the property hardship. The required side setbacks are the minimum necessary to construct a typical size single family residential home on the lot. The minimum lot area is under the required minimum lot area. Front and rear setbacks, maximum lot coverage, and minimum lot width and depth are in conformance with the current R3 zoning requirements. The two-story residence building will comply with a required 26-foot front and rear building setback based on the height of the residence for the R3 zoning standards. Number four, granting the variance will not have a detrimental effect on the property, abutting property, surrounding neighborhood, or the city in general. The request building setbacks are consistent with the other properties in the surrounding area and will not detrimentally affect the neighboring properties. In conclusion, staff recommends approval of variance 20-05 for the findings subject to the following. The development shall be in conformance with the application project narrative, site plan, floor plan, dated August 11, 2020, and the building elevations dated June 18, 2020. Mr. Chair, members of the board, this concludes my presentation. If you have any questions for myself or the applicant, feel free to do so.
Thank you. Any questions for staff?
No, sir.
No? Mr. Salvador Ciordia, would you like to make a presentation to the board?
No.
No? The public hearing on this item is now open. We don't have any public cards. I think we're all finished with that part. A closing statement, Mr. Ciordia?
I'd just like to thank y'all, especially Alex, for the presentation and everything you did. Love it.
Thank you. Does the staff have any final comments or procedural guidance for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we do not, so I'll turn it over to Mr. Gruber to walk you through the decision making.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Collins. Board, turning to the four findings, beginning with finding number one. Does the board find that there are special circumstances or conditions applicable to the property, including its size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings, which were not self-imposed by the owner?
Board Member Hirschhoff?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yeah.
Board Member Nader?
Yeah.
And the chair votes nay.
Thank you, Board. Then continuing, second finding, due to the special circumstances, does the board find that due to the special circumstances, the strict application of the zoning ordinance would deprive the property of privileges enjoyed by other properties of the same classification in the same zoning district?
Board Member Hirschlag?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yay.
Board Member Nader?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay.
Thank you, Board. Third finding, does the board find that the variance is the minimum necessary to alleviate the property hardship?
Board Member Hirschhoff?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yay.
Board Member Nader?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay.
Thank you. And fourth and final finding, does the board find that granting the variance will not have a detrimental effect on the property, adjoining property, the surrounding neighborhood, or the city in general?
Board Member Hirschhoff?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yay.
Board Member Nader?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay. Thank you. The chair will entertain a motion on case number VAR 2005.
I'll make a motion to approve VAR 2005 with the stipulations stated in the hearing.
Excellent. Do I hear a second? I have a second. The motion has been made and seconded. I will pull the board. Board Member Hirschhoff.
Yay.
Board Member Britton.
Yay.
Board Member Nader.
Yay.
And the chair votes yay. The board has approved the request of variance 20-05, subject to the stipulations made in the staff report. Anyone wishing to appeal this action will need to file a motion in Superior Court. That concludes that part of our hearing. At this time, I'll call for planning staff reports.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's no report this evening.
Does any of the board members have any items that are not on the agenda?
No, sir.
No? The next meeting is?
I have the recommendation for next year for the board chair and vice chair. Oh. The recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, the board needs
Did
to
I miss a part?
Nominate chair and vice
oh,
chair for next
the
year.
Agenda. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you don't want to do that at this meeting, you can continue it to the next meeting, but we need to take some action on that.
Yes. Staff reports, board comments, chair and vice chair. Oh.
You're free to do that if you'd like. You just don't have a complete commission. And also, I believe that you notified or were required to notify the city clerk whether you were interested in continuing to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming all of you have done that. So if you want to make a motion to make those appointments this evening, you can do that.
Any thoughts on the present members of the board?
I'm okay with continuing until we have the other board member available, but I'm also open to discussion.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, too.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
We do that.
So should we make a motion to continue that to our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I'm open to hearing a motion to continue that. What are we continuing?
You're continuing the chair and vice chair recommendation for 2021. And we'll continue it to the November 12th meeting.
Got it. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion to
That. Do I have a second on that?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second on recommending a chair and vice chair for 2021. And we'll move that piece of the agenda to November 12th, 2020. I shall pull the board. Do you approve that?
Aye.
So that would be board member Hirschlag?
Yay.
Yay. Board member Britton?
Yay.
Board member Nader?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay. So we will postpone the recommendations for chair and vice chair for 2021 to the next meeting, which will be on November 12th, 2020. Are there any other items? Thank you for catching that. I will accept a motion for adjournment. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Board Member Nader made a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And Board Member Britton seconded that. Those that agree, Board Member Hirschlag?
Yay.
Board Member Britton?
Yeah.
Board Member Nader?
Yay.
And the chair votes yay, and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.